God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
We're going to have to get you out a couple minutes early so that John can get things squared away for the online broadcast of MHS basketball tonight. Apologies for that. But first, I've been cracking up at this clip all day. It's a clip from a high school dodgeball game. And there's this 15-year-old girl. She's the pitcher for the softball team, or like a pitcher for the softball team. And so she plays dodgeball with the softball pitching motion. And these things are being absolutely launched at like, I don't know, 50, 60 miles an hour, it seems like. And the videos are just great because no one has a chance. They are just getting drilled. It reminds me a lot of the movie Dodgeball, which was a tremendous movie.
Classic.
I could watch this all day. I would love to play dodgeball against her just to get my butt kicked.
You know, there was actually a dodgeball tournament at the rec center this past weekend. If you like dodgeball.
They do have like a Parks and Rec dodgeball league that K-Man has had a team for in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're still doing that, but yeah. We'll have to look into that.
Tom Brady, his stolen jersey, it has been found out. It's still not found,
it's been appraised. Appraised, yeah.
At $500,000.
Yeah. Yeah, his Super Bowl jersey was mysteriously stolen or taken or something in the aftermath of the Super Bowl down in Houston. I had said that it would be six figures. $500,000 might be a little bit more than I had expected, but, you know, that's a pretty priceless piece of sports memorabilia right
And
there.
I'm sure it being stolen added some value to it as well.
Maybe. Boy, who knows where that thing is right now. That could be sitting, I'm picturing like some like oil chic in Dubai with it like sitting on his fireplace or something like that. You know the kind of person I'm picturing? Like one of those big oil people in the Middle East. It's somehow found his way there.
Probably.
Something like that.
And whoever is selling it is not going to make it public, obviously.
Oh, no, of course not.
Or if they have sold it.
That's the crazy thing about it is that, like, we're never going to see it at auction. Mm-hmm. But it's not like it would have been anyway because I'm sure that Tom Brady would have kept that. I mean, I don't see any reason why he would sell it. He certainly doesn't need the money. Although I guess there was a story that we had, I think it was last week on You Can't Be Serious, that Tom Brady is selling autographs for like $1,500 or something right now, which I think is not a great move. Again, you don't need the money.
Yeah.
Like just sign autographs.
Yeah, it was one thing for Johnny Manziel to do that.
Yeah,
Come on, Tom Brady.
The people happy. All right, you're going to be able to hear MHS basketball on NewsRadio KMAN.com tonight with the Indians taking on rival Junction City. John Kurtz is on location there. Coverage of K-State women's basketball starts at the bottom of the hour at 6:30 before they take on Oklahoma at Bramlage Coliseum. Appreciate Cole Manbeck for joining me on the show today. For Mitch, I'm Tyler. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The Game.